Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, welcome to Fitness 360 with Ms. FitPro, and I'm your host, Carol, otherwise known as Ms. FitPro, and I am really excited for you guys to be here today. So today, we want to talk about some ordinary people that are doing some, making some extraordinary changes in their health and fitness. And I have a guest who should be calling in shortly. His name is Glenn Keller. And he has been fortunate enough to get himself in the CNN Fitness Challenge. I believe there are seven of them. And they are training to do a triathlon. This is an ordinary guy, just like you and me. He's a truck driver from right here in Texas. And he found himself in a position where he was grossly overweight and wanted to do, in getting in poor health, and he wanted to do something about it. So he made a video. At the last second, sent it in to CNN and got selected to participate in this fitness challenge. And he's had some difficulties along the way, so we're going to talk about some of his challenges, how he has overcome them. He's very positive. He says that if he can do this, anybody can, and there's no stopping him now for reaching his goal. I'm very, very proud of him. So, oh, we have a caller. So let's see who we have. Hello,
Hello, this is Glenn.
Glenn, hi. Thank you so much for coming.
You're more than welcome.
Where
are you this evening?
Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm still in Dallas, but in a little bit I'll be on my way to Baltimore.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. As a guys, Glenn is an over-the-road or long-distance truck driver, so he has a lot of challenges in terms of we all say we don't have time, we can't fit it in our schedule, we have too much to do, but just think about this guy is always driving somewhere. How does he fit the stuff? He's found it. So you can do it. So, Glenn, I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
So, I'd love for you to tell our listeners what were your initial
Okay, I'm sorry we had some little bad connection there. I didn't get your question. Please forgive me. But I'm going to stop here in a minute so we won't have that problem.
Okay. You hear me okay?
I do hear you now.
Okay. So my question was, you know, kind of what prompted you to take some action? What were your concerns regarding your health and fitness? You know, what was your condition or where did you start from?
Well, I guess coming to the reality that I had been taking my health for granted. I mean, not realizing just how important it is to be healthy and how many things it encompasses. I mean, how can we do our jobs if we're not healthy? How can we be good parents if we're not healthy? How can we be a good husband? I mean, when we let our health go, I mean, you're pretty much almost risking everything that's important to you. And that was the point that I had gotten to in my life, because being an over-road truck driver, I'm required to take a physical at every 2 years. And if I'm having blood pressure issues or if they find that I have diabetes or something, you know, I'm risking my ability to drive. And I had been going along without really giving as much consideration to that as I should have.
Okay. So were you having any health issues?
As a matter of fact, I guess I was. I'm thankful to God that I didn't have, because I'm only 5'6", and at my heaviest weight, I was 314 pounds. One of the things that they do during our physical is to check our blood pressure. And although we can get a two-year physical card, last year I could only get 1 year because it was high, but it wasn't so high as to be over the limits. But it was high enough to where they wouldn't certify me for 2 years. They would only give me a one-year certification. So that was kind of an eye-opener by itself.
Okay, so prior to joining up with CNN and their Fit Challenge, did you try to do anything on your own to getting fit and healthy? Or
For the most part, I was practically ignoring fitness as well as health. Every once in a while, something would happen, and it was usually right around that physical time that I would start thinking about my health, and I'd get out and walk for 3, 4, 5 days, maybe a week, and I would take my physical, and once I got my card, then that was the end of that exercise.
Okay. Well, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. So eating healthy, were you trying to eat healthy?
Actually, that's probably, now that I have been trying, it's really not that difficult, but I was, Popeyes was a favorite stop, the chicken, the sodas, the sweet teas, all of the things that really did not contribute to good health or fitness was part of my regular diet. And again, being a truck driver, of course, it's a sedentary job, so most of the time I'm sitting down, not much exercise, not much activity. So all of those things took a toll on me over the years.
Okay, so since you drive all the time, I mean, I have clients that are always like, yeah, you know, I'm busy and I'm coming home from work and I'm tired and I feel like cooking, so stop it, wherever, you know, Wendy's, McDonald's, Popeye's, churches, whatever. And, you know, that's their excuse, you know, they're tired. But, you know, you're driving and you've got to eat. So what are your healthy eating options on the road?
Well, right now, things have changed. There's a lot of awareness now as it pertains to health, especially even the health of truck drivers. You know, there's a trucking chain out there right now, a chain of nationwide truck stops that have a fit menu. There are items on their menu for people that are trying to eat healthy. In their stores, they have the energy bars and the things that people would eat if they're trying to be healthier. And they've even gone as far as to put fitness rooms in the truck stop, which helps me a lot once I leave home, that I can still travel and get to a place and stop and get on some exercise equipment and work out.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. That is really cool. So if you're traveling, even if you're not a truck driver, you want to share which line of truck stops, because I'm telling you guys, if you're out driving somewhere, maybe you can find these truck stops and at least get something healthy to eat.
Well, there's two truck stops, but the same person owns them. It's the Travel Centers of America and the Petro truck stops. Right now, the majority of the fitness rooms are on the ones that on I-40 from California all the way across to the East Coast. However, this year they're planning on opening 39 more locations where there'll be fitness rooms in them.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to have to write them and tell them thank you. That is awesome. So tell us your story about how you got involved with your CNN Fitness Challenge. Guys, this is a great story. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, actually, every year, and I just happened to hear it last year, around Thanksgiving, they put out a call for people to send in videos that would like to participate in the Fit Nation Challenge. And around Thanksgiving, I guess I heard the original commercial, because in my truck I have satellite radio and I like listening to the news and keeping up with current events and all. So I heard them say that, okay, we're accepting videos for the Fit Nation Challenge. And when I first heard it, I thought it would be great, because I think the one thing that I was missing in the past when it came to my health and all was I wasn't accountable to anyone but myself, and myself was giving me too much leeway. And I thought if I got involved in this challenge that I would be accountable to something and somebody, and it worked out that way. But like I said, I heard it around Thanksgiving, and it stayed in my mind, and it stayed in my mind, and finally it got to the point where it was mid-December, and I think if I recall correctly, on the 19th of December was the deadline at midnight that night, and that was a Monday. That Friday I was in Baltimore, and I was actually on my way back to Texas, and it's still on my mind that, okay, if you want to get involved in this Fit Nation Challenge thing, you're going to have to get a video in. There's no way around it. And I had gotten as far as Alabama, and I realized, okay, I'm not going to make it all the way back home. I had my laptop in the truck, but my webcam on the laptop wasn't working. And so I stopped in a little town in Alabama on I-59, and I went into Walmart, and I bought a webcam, and I bought what I thought would be my last bucket of chicken. I think, because if I get accepted for this challenge, then this is going to be it with the buckets of chicken. And I got back in the truck, and I sit there and turned on the webcam and kind of just spoke from my heart about what it was that I had been going through and why I should be selected. And one of the things that I pointed out that I thought I had been hypocritical, actually, because I'm also a pastor and I host a live prayer line 3 times a day, 6 o'clock in the morning, noon, 6 p.m. And on any given day, at any given hour, you could hear me on there encouraging everyone and telling everybody that they could be everything God say they could be, and they could do everything that God say they could do, and we could do all things through Christ that strengthened us. And there I was, over 300 pounds, not even listening to my own sermon. And I was just shocked at that point. Nobody hadn't called me a hypocrite, but I think I called it to myself enough times when I looked in the mirror. So I got the video done, and I saved it, and here we were 6 hours before time for the deadline, and at the place I was in, I didn't have a good enough connection to send it, so I started driving some more, and I finally got to a place at 9 o'clock that I was able to get my video submitted, and noon the next day, I got a call from CNN saying that they saw the video, and I was one of the finalists.
Wow. That is an amazing story. Definitely architected by the man upstairs. I mentioned to you guys that Glenn is a pastor, and so Glenn has this journey that you've undertaken inspired your congregation to get more healthy and fit?
Well, most of the times that we get on the prayer line, and of course the purpose for being there is prayer, but we always allow a space at the end for people to just share. We pretty much kind of fellowship, have a conversation, testimonies, that kind of stuff. But I've been really blessed to hear how many people have said that they've been motivated to go walking, or they've been motivated to get involved in some type of exercise activity, or they've gone to join a fitness center, all because of what I've been trying to do.
That is great. That is great. So so you get accepted by CNN's Fit Nation Challenge, and tell us a little bit about the process that you had to go through with them.
Well, they're preparing us for a triathlon that's going to take place the 16th of September. And in order to do this triathlon, it's 3 different events in 1 race. So the first portion of the race is going to be a half a mile swim. And once we get out of the water, we're going to have to ride our bicycles for 18 miles. And then once we get off the bikes, we have to run for 4 miles. So they assigned all of us personal coaches. I have a coach here in the Dallas area that we don't get a chance to see each other face-to-face much, but he emails me my workouts on a Sunday evening or Monday that I should be doing that week. And wherever I'm at, if I'm at a truck stop somewhere, then I get my running in or my exercise. And then with the bike and the pool, it's a little limited because there's a pool near my home. So when I'm home, I try to do my swimming and whatever bike riding. A couple weeks ago, they took us all to Hawaii where the Ironman triathlons are held. And we were able to work out there, which was an experience within and of itself. As much of a paradise as Hawaii is, and it is every bit of the paradise that anybody imagined that it is. But like the first day we got there and worked out and swam in the ocean and But then we rode our bikes for 10 miles the first day, 21 miles the second day, 24 miles the third day. And we got a one-day break, and at the end of the week we had a mini triathlon where we swam 600 yards. We rode our bike for 12 more miles, and then we did a three-mile run. So it's been quite the challenge.
Okay, so coming from a place where you had not been working out at all, except to do some, you know, minimal walking to try and pass your physical your job. And I get this a lot from people who are very deconditioned. I really think, you know, they're, like, fearful that they can't do some of this stuff because I hear that I can't a lot what I can't do because my knees are bad or my back hurts or, you know, they feel like they're so out of shape that they can't do any of this stuff. So coming from doing nothing, starting to do something, you know, how big of a struggle was that for you?
Well, I guess you have to know what you can do. And as long as we're telling ourselves that we can't, if you say you can, you're right. If you say you can't, you're also right. We have to just get out there and do what we can do. When I started out, it was hard. It was difficult. But I had to do something. And I heard somebody told me one day, someone that's a runner, and I was really having issues with my running because 35 years ago I was in the military. I know what it is to run. In high school I was on the track team, but we're talking about 35 years later and 200-something-plus pounds later. So someone told me one day, say, because I was getting really disappointed about not being able to run, and somebody said, Glenn, you've got to walk before you can jog, and you've got to jog before you can run. So the thing is not trying to do too much too soon, because when you're going from a place where I was doing nothing, I think the key is to just start, to end the procrastination and get up and start doing something. And allow yourself to develop and mature and grow in it, and you'll find out day by day, week by week, you'll find yourself able to do more than you were doing the week before.
Okay, so you were having problems with your running. Have you sustained any injuries? I know, like, you know, when you're overweight, again, it's really hard on your knees, hard on your back. Were you injured, or was it causing you any pain? What were your issues in trying to run?
I think starting out, I wasn't spending enough time stretching and putting enough emphasis on my stretching. So there was one point when I was dealing with a hamstring. There's another point I was in Southern Texas and I was running in a truck stop and I tore a calf muscle. It kind of says how important warm-ups and stretching are. If you're going to try to be that active, then there's a definite need to properly stretch and warm up before trying to get out and do too much.
And so, guys, I want you to really take note of that. Glenn is so right. You have got to warm up if you are going to undertake any strenuous activity, especially if you haven't been doing anything for a while. Let you know, give your muscles an opportunity to warm up, and stretching is also very important to minimize the possibility of injury. So, wow, so you're kind of at a disadvantage, like you said, on the swimming and maybe even the bike riding, because if you have a coach, if you were in Dallas, you would be working directly with your coach, is that correct?
Exactly. There's a coach here in Dallas, and they specialize in training people for triathlons. But in my case, since I'm not doing a 9-to-5 and I don't get off work in the evening and I can't just ride out and all that, then we have to just kind of communicate through our emails and kind of follow the direction that he gives me.
Okay, so it's a swim. Let's see, swim, bike, ride.
Swim, bike, and run.
And swim, bike, and run. Okay, I'm sorry. And so, did you already a swimmer? swimmer?
Actually, when we were in Hawaii and we had an interview with Dr. Gupta, I thought I was a swimmer. What I had been doing was just not drowning. When I actually got with a swim coach, what I had been doing since a child was not what they consider swimming. And as a matter of fact, yesterday evening I got a chance. I just got back in town yesterday evening, and an hour later I was at the pool. And this morning I got up and went back to the pool because there are some techniques involved with swimming that I just was not accustomed to, and I'm still working on that technique of breathing and being able to maximize my effort in the pool, because that's actually one of the better exercises, because when it comes to our, you know, weight-bearing joints like ankles and knees and those kind of things, when you're swimming, you're actually not putting any pressure on any of those things, and then you're working out so many different areas of the body.
So, guys, again, pay attention, because Glenn is absolutely right. Working out in the pool, the buoyancy of the water creates a non-stress situation for your joints. So if you're one of those people that's overweight and has knee problems or lower back problems or ankle issues, he's right. You want to get in the water. You can get water weights and different apparatus to work at them. There are lots of videos on YouTube, so, you know, the I don't know what to do doesn't apply here. And get in the pool and work out. You'll work out almost every muscle in your body. It's a great way to get started. You can actually even make it a little bit of a cardio workout. So for those of you who have access to the pool or just starting out, great way to start working out and building up your endurance. So let's see. So we've got the swimming. You've got the biking. So let's see. When you're on the road, do you bring your bike with you? Are you able to get some biking in?
I haven't been able to bring it yet, and I've kind of been contemplating that because right now I'm thinking that's going to create some challenges for me, because I'm always in a different place, and when I ride the bike, I like to at least get a good workout in, which means 5, 6, 7 miles. And depending on if I'm in a strange area and trying to get that far away from the truck stop, you know, that's also something to keep in mind, safety issues. And I don't know that I would feel as comfortable, because most of the truck stops are really secure areas. They're very well populated. But if I'm in an area that I'm not familiar with and I get a mile, 2 or 3 miles from the truck stop, any number of things could happen, and I'm in a strange place. Nobody knows me. So one of the other considerations is that I do have a trainer for my bike. So if I were to bring the bike with me, I think I would almost have to bring the trainer, and I would just take it out of the truck and put it on the trainer and just sit there next to the truck or something and just pedal it. But there's a big safety concern with trying to ride the bike on the road.
Okay, so, yeah, fair enough. But if you have a trainer, it's portable enough so that with you and ride it wherever, I guess, wherever you stop for the night.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Glenn, you still with me? Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Yes.
Are you still there, Glenn?
Yes, I am.
So you said you're able to take your trainer with you, and you can just ride it wherever you stop for the night. Is that correct?
Yes, I could do that. I have it as of yet, but that would be an option.
Okay.
So what I try to do now is, with my running, I can do that literally anywhere, because most of the time the truck stop parking lots are big enough where I could actually run around inside of the parking lot and still get an adequate amount of running done. And then when I'm home, I put the emphasis on the bike riding and the swimming.
Okay, so you started this, you said, around, when did you actually start? How long have you actually been training?
Well, the actual kickoff for the Fit Nation Challenge was during the first week of February was when we actually just really kicked things off. However, what I did do, we got the call. I got the call just before Christmas, one of the producers called, actually sent me an email the day before, and he said that asked me if I had a Skype account, that they were going to need to call me on Skype to see if I had a camera presence and all. And so the next day I was waiting for them to call me on Skype, and he called, and he went on to try to explain, well, thank you, because we needed to get a camera presence, and he broke down and started laughing and said that he couldn't take it any longer. And actually, Dr. Sanjay Gupta was right off camera, and that was the call to let me know that I had been selected.
Wow. So how excited were you, Glenn, to get that call that you had been selected? I mean, you got trainers available to you, equipment available to you, facilities and great locations to train in. So, I mean, this is something that most, you know, the average person doesn't get. So how much does that help you on your mission?
It helps a great deal. I mean, they pretty much provided us everything that we would need to be able to accomplish the goal that they set for us. And as a matter of fact, what I did, I guess the way I was going a second ago, when I got that call just before Christmas, I think that day I decided that I needed to change how I was eating, which I almost wished I had waited a couple of days because it was right before Christmas. But since I made that decision, I thought it was time to start sticking with those decisions. So we were actually invited over to some neighbors for Christmas, and they had it laid out. But I didn't touch any of the pies or any of the desserts. And I kind of limited what I ate because I figured if I needed to be serious about this. And if I wasn't going to be serious about it, there were other people that sent videos in that would have been serious about it. And it would have been totally unfair for me to be anything less than serious about this challenge.
So, guys, the excuses. And after we finish talking to Glenn, if we have a few minutes, we're going to talk about the top at least six excuses on why we are not doing what we should be doing, and maybe talk about some options on how to avoid them or get around them or solve them. And like I said in the beginning when I started this blog, I want everybody's input. I want you to call in and tell me what your challenges is, or call in and tell me what some solutions are that have worked for you. Ask questions about the latest diet plan, the latest, equipment that you've seen on TV, supplements, whatever you have questions about. If I don't know, I know a lot, but I don't know everything, I will find out for you, and I'll make sure to get you an answer. But one of the things, like what I'm talking about, is, eating sensibly and avoiding some of those things that you know aren't good for you. And we all know what those things are, the cakes, the pies, all of the sweets, the sodas, the cookies and the chips, bread and so forth. So, Glenn, did they have a meal plan that they give to you guys? They have dietitian, the nutritionist, develop something for you guys?
When we were in Atlanta, we did have an opportunity to meet with a nutritionist, and I think we have that kind of stuff available to us. But really, it's just about sensible eating. And I think most of us, we know what we should be and what we shouldn't be eating. We just ignore our bodies and ignore what it is we're trying to do for that instant gratification. But there's a price to be paid for that.
So guys, here's what I would say. Thank you, Glenn. That was perfect. Here's what I would say to what Glenn is saying. We do know what we should or should not be eating. But here's the thing. Most of us, honestly, don't even think about it. And I would say that your mind is your greatest asset, so your biggest enemy. So if you would just think about every time you eat, put something in your mouth or drink something, think about what's in it and the possible health benefits or detriment to your body. You got to know the typical stuff, the cookies, the cakes, all the sugary stuff. Just really about, every time you eat or drink, just think about what you're consuming and make the best choice that you can possibly make at that time. It's going to make a big difference. The fried chicken or the fried is not going to be good for us. Maybe it's grilled chicken. I don't know. So what do you say to that, Glenn?
One of the things that I found out, I know people that have diabetes, and they're taking insulin. And I make this statement, not being a medical doctor or having any medical training, but they've been diagnosed with diabetes and they're taking insulin, and they're using the insulin so that they can still eat whatever they want to eat and control the diabetes. I really don't think that was the intention. I think whatever was prescribed to help, not to be able to sit down and still eat all the same things that got us there in the first place and then use the medicine to try to control it. I have people coming to the prayer line all the time wanting to pray for their diabetes. Well, are you following the guidelines that your doctor set forward for you? Because even in my case, like what I said with my pressure when I took my physical last year, I'm amazed at what my blood pressure is now. And every time that I've gone to the doctor since I've started working out and exercising, I have never seen my pressure look that good. And even from what I understand, even with the diabetes and stuff, the difference that exercise would make for people that have those type of ailments is just amazing.
So Glenn brings forth a good point. So, guys, and I can tell you that in my family, it's the same thing, Glenn. My family is, even though I've been a fitness professional for many years, you cannot make anybody do the right thing. This is what I can tell you. So, in my family, there are a lot of overweight people, and they eat whatever it is that they feel like they want to eat. They don't take any thought to try to eat healthy. At times they do, but generally speaking, and a lot of them, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and like you're saying, what they're thinking is, oh, well, you know, I still can eat whatever I want because I'm taking this medication, but I'm here to eat that. The medication treats the symptoms of your disease. So if you have high blood pressure, it does help control it and bring it down, but it does not address the cause of your high blood pressure. So you're always going to have high blood pressure unless you take steps to do something to bring it down. Now, the crazy thing is that high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, diseases that in our society medicine considers preventable or highly reducible, and like Glenn is saying, if you would do some exercise, really it will bring it down, I promise, or, you know, it'll help your diabetes. I have a client started working out and actually got off their high blood pressure medication. So, yeah, absolutely doable. So, Glenn, at this point, how are you doing with your fitness challenge? How much progress have you made?
I've lost 45 pounds.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
prior to the challenge, My waist was, the pants that I was buying then for work and all were like 54 waist. A few weeks ago, I needed to go to Atlanta for a trip to Atlanta last month, and I really needed to get some more clothes because I was starting to have to wear suspenders with my clothes, but I wasn't sure of how many inches or whatever I lost. So I went to the store. Like I said, I was wearing 54, so I went to the store looking for 50s. It just so happens they didn't have any. I say, well, if they don't have 50s, maybe I'll try 48s, but they didn't even have 48s. So all they had was 46. I say, well, the worst thing that could happen is I just have to bring them back to the store because I'm one of those people don't like trying on stuff in the store. So I grabbed the 46s and took them home, and lo and behold, I'm wearing a 46 waist now from a 54. And the 46s are now starting to get too big. So eight inches in the waist and 45 pounds later, I'm very thankful and feeling great.
That is such a blessing. Oh, my goodness, that is awesome. And you still have, see what month we're in, June, July, August. You still have 3 months left. So do you have a specific goal of, you know, where you want to get to, or are you just trying to do everything you can to get to wherever, you know, wherever your body will let you go?
I would love to get at, near, or under 200. It's been a long time since I've seen that, but what has happened is the better shape that I get in, the better shape I want to be in. I was on the prayer line one day when I was walking, or I was doing something, and it's just little things that I've noticed that mean a lot to me. And it may sound ridiculous to some, but to me it's very important. I mean, I can actually bend over and grab my toes now, which may seem like nothing, but it had been a long time. I could bend over, but my hands didn't come anywhere near my feet. And to be able to bend over and grab my toes, or be able to go up a flight of stairs without being totally out of breath, or to just involve myself in any activity that a few months ago would have just completely worn me out and I'd had to get somewhere and sit down. It just simply feels great, and there's nothing like it.
That is so great, Glenn. Are you sharing? Are you able to share some of your knowledge and motivation with your family?
I have a niece in Chicago that's doing marathons, but she actually started doing that before. But a lot of the family is taking notice, and I guess just by seeing the results, because I was in New Orleans this weekend, and I went to our home church while I was there. So, and a lot of the family is there, and they're pretty excited. And like I say, when I do get an opportunity to talk to somebody, they're usually sharing with me how they begin to walk, or they begin to do something toward being healthy and exercising and eating better. So it has impacted the family some as well.
This is going to be, once you finish your triathlon, this is going to be a lifestyle for you, right? So you're going to keep going, and are you going to keep spreading the message about being healthy and fit and paying attention to your body? Because God only gives you one, and, you know, you can have all the money in the world, but you can't really buy health. You just have to try and maintain your health. So are you going to keep going with your health and fitness?
Actually, I definitely plan to, and even with what you just said, I was listening to, I believe it was Zig Ziglar, and he was talking about how people might go buy a $100,000 racehorse, but they don't feed him chewing gum and give him beer and keep him up all night and feed him all kind of trashy food. So if people take that kind of care of a $100,000 racehorse, well, how much more should we take care of these billion-dollar bodies that God gave us? And so now that I've started on this journey, I've even looked at, I was online a little while back looking at what it would take to be certified as a personal trainer to really be able to pass this on. Because even being a pastor or a minister of a man of God, I really believe in dealing with the entire person. So it's one thing to have in the past just dealt with people more or less on a spiritual level, but our health is equally important, because until we get out of here and Jesus come back to get us and we go to heaven, we've got to live here and we've got to live in these bodies. So our physical health is equal as important, because even the Bible talks about our bodies being the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I would really like to go forward from here, not only preaching and teaching a spiritual message, but preaching and teaching a message of good health as well.
That is great. I've addressed a lot of churches regarding health and fitness, and when I'm speaking to these groups, you guys keep on, because I'm probably going to sneeze. when I'm addressing,
bless you.
Thank you. When I'm addressing these groups, I, you know, same thing. I tell them, you know, it's in Corinthians that, you know, your body is the temple of God, and, you know, you can't be a good warrior for Christ if your temple's breaking down. So God wants us to be strong body, mind, and spirit, and you know, with emphasis on the body. People aren't, I guess, factoring the body part in. You know, we try to be spiritually strong. We try trying to be mentally strong, and then we just let our bodies go. But that's not what the plan was, not how it was designed. So if you, when you get to the point where you want to start studying for your personal training certification, get in touch with me. I could probably. And when you're ready to train, you can come down to my facility, and I'd be happy to host you there to train. So we'll talk later about that, but that is great. I love that. So your ministry is all over the country, though, right, because you mostly do it. It's a phone ministry, not so much a physical building, correct?
Well, we do have a physical building, but the building is primarily for outreach. We give away free clothing and food when we have it, so there's no actual services taking place there. We have the three times a day, the 6 and noon and 6 that we're on the prayer line. However, I think just yesterday it went from being a prayer line to a prayer ministry, because on Thursday evenings there's Bible study. On Sunday there's church services. On the first Saturday of every month there's an empowerment women seminar where we have a lady come in to be a guest speaker. Then women get an opportunity to discuss spiritual and natural issues that affect women's lives. So although it didn't start out to be all of that, it has grown. And then once a month, we actually travel to New Orleans and actually hold a service down there, because the majority of the people are from that New Orleans area. So this past weekend, we were there in New Orleans, and we held a service for the family of believers that live there.
So do you anticipate, now that your prayer line is expanded to a ministry, do you anticipate adding a health and fitness element to that prayer ministry?
I am, as a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to it. At one point, I had invited someone to come on Wednesday nights and discuss health and with the people that were on the prayer line. But what I ran into was, I thought if I do it again, and I'm sure I'll do it again, I don't know that it can be someone that is trying to sell something, because after the first 2 weeks, it sounded more like a sales pitch than it did trying to talk to people about their health. So by the third week, I just asked the people, you know, told them we just couldn't do that anymore, because it wasn't serving the purpose for which I wanted to do it. I just really wanted somebody to come on that was a professional in that area and discuss with people how to actually be healthy, live healthier, and eat healthier. I really wasn't interested in, you know, just someone just strictly trying to sell their products or whatever. So that kind of became a challenge in that area. So I know I'm going to revisit it again, but I'll do a little more praying about it and wait till, you know, somebody comes along that can be more of a benefit to what people really need. Because, I mean, once you start getting healthy, of course, you're going to need some of those things. Some of those things would be very beneficial. But for the arena in which we were doing it in, I needed somebody more focused on the actual health of the people that were on the line.
Okay, so I'm telling you, Glenn, if I could be of any service to you and your flock, I would be more than happy to talk to them about healthy, how to make recipes healthy, or you know, how to get in exercise, sneak in exercise at your job, or just little. There's lots of little ways to wrap yourself into health and fitness without eating up too much of your day. So you let me know. You can Stephanie knows how to get in touch with me. So you let me know.
Okay.
If I could be of any service to you, I would be happy to help. And so I guess my final question to you, and you've given a lot of great advice for those people who want to get started or who are struggling. But I guess I want you to just kind of give us, you know, your best motivational pitch on and advice on, you know, any advice on to those who might be struggling to get healthy and fit, or who have, you know, kind of said they're going to do it and haven't done anything without the assistance that, you know, you currently have, you know, without all the equipment and the trainers, and maybe they can't afford. you know, almost it almost wants to put a trainer out of business if you want to make sure you're doing things right. But, yeah, what's your best advice for the people who are struggling or stalling to get started?
One of the biggest things that I think I can say is get started. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting it off again. With my schedule, I travel anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 miles a week. I'm away from home 5, 6, 7 days at a time. And as long as I was trying to find the time to work out or find the time to exercise, I could never find it. What I needed to do was make the time. And one of the things that I think influenced me the most is that I was taking care of everything except my body. And when I say everything, okay, I'm a truck driver, driving a truck, I own my own truck. This truck has to be serviced every 15,000 miles. And like clockwork, the truck got serviced every 15,000 miles. The car got serviced every 3,000 miles. The grass got cut every week or every 2 weeks. If something went wrong at the house, the garbage disposal got fixed. Everything was being cared for except the most important thing, me. And for those of us that don't have benefit of CNN and the coaches and the equipment and things that they provide, it doesn't really take that much. As a matter of fact, when I first spoke with a coach about something that I could be doing, she said, Glenn, get a chair, pull it out or wherever it is, and just stand up and sit down as many times as you could. That doesn't require any expense. It didn't require the coach to be standing there. Just stand in front of a chair and get up and sit down until I couldn't get up and sit down anymore. And I found out when we go to Walmart or we go to the grocery store, and when we pull on the parking lot, we pull on the parking lot with the mission of finding the parking space that is as close to the door as possible. When why not park on the edge of the parking lot and take that short walk to the door, walk around in the store and then take that walk back to the car. There are just so many simple things. And for those that don't feel comfortable jogging and running, take a walk after dinner. After you've eaten, take a walk. Walk it off. Get up in the morning for those that have time. Take a walk in the morning. For those that work every day and work in office buildings, and every day you stand there and wait for the elevator. Don't wait for the elevator. Take the stairs. These are things that don't cost anything. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort, but it takes starting. It takes doing something. It takes getting serious about it. It takes recognizing how important our bodies are to God for even creating them, and how important it should be to us. There are things that if we're not going to do it for us, then do it for the people that love us, the people that need us. If I were to let my weight get out of shape to the point where I couldn't pass a physical and I couldn't drive my truck, then what about my wife that's depending on me? What about the children that depend on us? What about the people that need us for one reason or another to keep a roof over their head, to feed them while we're letting ourselves go until somebody tells us we can't work anymore or we're disabled? So whatever you do, when the phone is over, what can I do tonight? Tonight. Okay, do I need to drink this soda tonight? Do I need to eat this big old plate of food and all this greasy chicken tonight? Or when I get off this phone, do I need to put my tennis shoes on and go take a walk around the block? It may be one walk, it may be one time around the block today, but by next week it'd be two times around the block, then three times around the block. But do something and do it now.
Glenn, thank you so much for your motivational words. We're praying for you, and I'm going to following you. Well, actually, I do. I'm following your progress. And for those of you guys who want to follow Glenn's progress, it's CNN Fit Nation Challenge. Is that correct, Glenn?
CNN Fit Nation Challenge. As a matter of fact, we all have blogs and on CNN.com. But if you'll put Glenn Keller, GlennKeller, Glenn Keller, and CNN in Google, and it'll bring up the different blogs that I've submitted over the past 6 months. And we can also be followed on Twitter. On Twitter, it's at Try, T-R-I, Hard Glenn, T-R-I-H-A-R-D-G-L-E-N-N, Try Hard Glenn on Twitter, at Try Hard Glenn.
Okay, so, Glenn, you keep up the good work. I'm so proud of you, and I know your family's really How do you keep that motivational message going? Again, if there's anything I can ever do to help you, you just, you know, feel free to reach out. I'm be happy to help and be safe out there on the road. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Where's your facility located?
I'm downtown, just like a little bit east of the Arts District. I'm kind of downtown Dallas.
Oh, downtown Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that'll be when I get back in town, I'll get in touch with you. I would love to visit your facility and get an opportunity to meet you.
Okay, that would be great. I look forward to it.
Okay.
So,
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Glenn, for sharing with us. And yeah, like I said, have a safe trip.
Thank you for having me. Have a blessed evening.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, guys, there you have it. Glenn Keller, again, ordinary person like you and me making extraordinary changes in his health and fitness. And he gives us plain everyday tips that we can utilize. And he's right. You know, it doesn't necessarily cost a lot of money. You don't have to buy a lot of fancy products, although there are some that can jumpstart your weight loss. I think all the product buying is because we're impatient. But if you just eat sensibly with the good natural foods that God has given us, and get a little exercise, all things in balance, you will definitely see a change in your health and fitness. So I wanted to take these last few minutes to talk about some of the, you know, excuses that we use to not exercise. And you know you should be exercising. We've all heard that physically active people are healthier and they're less likely to develop heart disease or diabetes and even some cancers. They sleep better, they feel happier, they're more energetic. And, of course, a fit body looks better. But when it comes time to actually getting out there and starting, many of us just have this long list of excuses not to exercise. I would say the top excuse would be too little time. But as you see, you can always, as Glenn said, it's not finding the time, it's making the time. Just like you make the time to, like he said, do all the other things that have to be done. Service your car, brush your teeth, take a bath. It has to be important to you in a routine part of your day, just like brushing your teeth or taking a shower. We don't have enough energy, or we just don't like to work out. I had a lady tell me, actually, she did not like to sweat, so that's why she didn't work out. So how can you get past these excuses and get moving? So let's talk about not having the time. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. Think about how much TV you watch. Probably end with the I don't have the time one, and we'll talk about some of the other ones on our next show. But I know people will tell me they don't have the time, yet they can tell me everything that's going on Desperate Housewives, Modern Family, Basketball Wives, Jersey Shore, whatever, Dancing with the Stars, so on and so forth. So how much TV do you watch? Think about how much TV you watch. If you're watching TV, here's another way to find time to fit stuff into your day. If you're watching TV, use some resistance bands or get up out of your chair and walk or march in place. Maybe you can DVR your program so you can skip the commercials and see your show in like 40 minutes. And there's 20 minutes that you could go out and take a walk. Or DVR it and, you know, spend that hour doing something to work out. So there's a way to incorporate, sometimes you got to multitask, incorporate some workout into your day where you say you don't have time, there's a way to make the time. For those of you who work in the office, there are lots of office workouts that I'll be happy to share with you. If you would like, all you have to do is request it. You can call in or send me a comment, and I would be happy to post some stuff for you. But you could go out and Google office workouts. Like Glenn said, you know, chair squat, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. If you're in a office or a cubicle, standing burns more calories. So while you're on the phone, stand. Again, walk in place. Or you can sit on a big exercise ball. That'll also make your abs stronger and burn some calories. Lots of ways to incorporate exercise into your day for those of you who say you don't have the time. Let's see. If you work all the time, again, we're talking about working on the job. Maybe you can, if you're in an office, maybe you can close your door and jump rope for 10 minutes or jog in place or something. And it doesn't have to be a formal workout. You can do a lot of little things, like Glenn was saying. Park your car further out in the parking lot and walk those extra steps. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. These are all great ways to add more activity into your life. And guess what, guys? Every step is one step closer to your goal. It all adds up. So maybe you can walk to the store instead of driving if it's close enough. And I suggest everybody get a pedometer and every day try and increase the number of steps that you take during your day. So we're going to be running out of time here shortly. I just want to tell you that the U.S. Surgeon General recommends at least 150 minutes of some kind of aerobic or cardio activity every week, but it actually works out to as little just a little bit over 20 minutes a day. And you can do 3 10-minute exercise sessions in a day, so that's like 30 minutes a day, and maybe that's easier for you to fit in your schedule. So if you start exercising regularly, guys, it will become a habit. Like Glenn is saying, the more fit he's becoming. Excuse me. Got a little allergy thing going. The more he wants to become fit, and that is exactly the way it works. The more weight you lose, the more energy that you have, the more you want to increase those benefits and your successes. So, like Glenn said, get up today. Don't wait. Do something now. What are you waiting for? Get started and do something. So it is almost 7 o'clock here in Central Time, and if you're at home watching TV, I'm challenging you to stand up and while you're watching TV and walk for the next 10 minutes. And it's not hard, so you guys definitely can do this. Albert Einstein says, take what you have, use what you've got, and do what you can. Everybody can do something, guys. I am wanting you to be the best you can be. So this is my show, and I will be signing off for Fitness 360, and I am looking forward to talking to you guys next week. You guys have a